Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host, and we're going to be wrapping up the series called, to wrap the series up, because this is February month, this is what they have allowed us to have, and we're going to wrap this series up this week of February month, and Black and Beautiful Israelite Kings of Great Britain. We're going to wrap up the February month of Black and Beautiful Black Kings of Great Britain. Black Kings of Great Britain, and that's in Europe. So we're going to wrap it up this month, a few more days left in this month, and we're going to lay the foundation of Black History Month. But Black History Month, we're talking about the Israelite kings that were in Great Britain. And we're going to bring out the definition of what the word Britain means, because every name have a meaning to it. And so we have to know these things, and we watch the best of them leave out all this information. When they say about Black history, they never put the word called Black and Beautiful Israelite history. Black and Beautiful Israelite history, that's the part they leave out. And what we're going to do, we're going to add that in and show you in scripture. When you're dealing with Black and Beautiful months of the Israelites, especially in Europe, the kings of Europe, you have to make sure you give the whole title of Black History Month of February, and don't leave out the word called beautiful. So we're going to take a look at all that, you know, shortly after bring our elder in, and we're going to make sure you have a clear foundation about the kings that was in Britain and what the definition of the word Britain means. So we're going to tag team this real good with the Young Lions, call it history, and tie it in through scripture. But you can be clear, when the February month comes, if this would they allow you to have Black History Month, make sure you put the word beautiful there first. Black and Beautiful History Month of the Israelites in Europe, Great Britain. We're going to take you all that. We don't know how it's going to be laid out, but it will be laid out, spirit led by the Almighty. So we're going to bring our elder in. He'll tell you about the broadcast. And then we're going to bring the Young Lion in. He's going to tell you all about who all extra care in the broadcast. And he's going to read off a little history himself. We're going to tag team it real good. That's what it's all about. First thing first, let's bring our elder in. We'll bring him in. He'll tell you about the broadcast and whatever the Almighty put on him to tell you. And then special guest that we will be having at Camp One next week. The elder will tell you all about it. Let's bring our elder, Mr. Tibbs, in Israel by saying, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Israel. That's why I did you that seed right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, see you as well. Let's see you go out. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder. Well, we know we're supposed to have a special guest coming to the broadcast coming to Camp 1. And most likely, we'll see if we get him to come to Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2. So I guess you're going to talk about all that, too. And we're going to get back on the beautiful Black History Month of the Israelite kings that started in Europe, and who was they? We'll take all that in these next 3 days. So you will be hearing the beautiful kings of Europe and Great Britain from the tribe of Judah. But what Judah? We'll tell you all about it and exactly what they were doing in this lesson all this week while we wrap up the beautiful Black History Month of the Children of Israel, kings of Great Britain that's in Europe, properly known in the land of Japhetic land. Got it? Good. All right, Elder, take your time. Elder, bring the young lion behind you. So take your time, and the young lion take your time, and we're going to piggyback off of the beautiful Black History Month of the children of Israel that was the kings of Great Britain in Europe, properly named Japhetic land. You're on the clock, Elder. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And as you hear me say always, that's a good thing. But recently here, it seems as though not only are you attracting the Latter-day Saints' attention, it seems that now they're contacting me more than ever. We've got Collins, Elliot, and someone else that calls herself the elder clergyman. Send me a long text message today. It says, "Hey, Elder, we know you are busy, and we haven't talked for a while, but we'd love to teach you more about the Book of the Mormon and how that can help you and know it will strengthen your faith and Jesus Christ in the Bible. Let us know if you'd like to talk to us in the future." Well, as you know, the Book of the Mormon, it was not constructed properly. Oh, that's on my point of view. Because one of the gentlemen, which is supposed to have been John Smith's son, in order to complete the interpretation, he added his own words to it. And also, thousands of miles from where Yahweh the Son had taught, they say they found scriptures of his writing here and buried them in New York somewhere where his father had actually found them, Mr. John Smith. Well, these are things that cannot be proven in my eyesight. But those of the Bible that we read can be proven. And I can show you prospective teachings that we went through. Use the Bible to interpret the Bible. As it said, it can be used for reproof, correction, and righteousness. Don't forget those things. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times, which you hear me say, of bad teaching. I emphasize that. Loud bump the gums for righteous learning. Whoever can talk the loudest, they might be right. And Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for tuning in our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. As I say, we come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. You know, which is often being questioned by a lot of people outside of our teaching. How can you guys get this much information out of this one book? Well, I can say it's definitely not from the Book of the Mormon or any other book, as it says, "Study you in this book only." We learn how to connect the books, learn about your health, food should you eat, and even keeping the Sabbath day. All this information, this is what you came to seek and have found that in the voices of the Israelites, the tribe of God. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or special. As I said before, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. But as the seer said, one note that we'd like to throw in there. On our next Sabbath, which is this coming Saturday, we will have a special guest coming at 12 p.m. on the books that we've been studying from. We will have Mr. Lee Cummings himself to visit Camp One. Possibly after conversation, we might have him to visit our other five camps. Also, to continue our conversation, we have a website. Use this on any search engine, intertribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just on the big lion, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offers. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offers. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the Book of Psalms, chapter 6, verse 7, verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always have to remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves and you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. What you give, according to the Bible scriptures, we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing the Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and plan to grow the health tools we continue to speak of. We even have a calendar. While there, check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject, concept, or related topic. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with your phone line. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you'll only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling that number, you can order what our members know of the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it from. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before a broadcast or after. As you might imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the Veterans the New York Station stockholder, Mrs. Sigarman, and answering many memos. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you'll just hear a discouraging doctrine. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Friday. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking them, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. Choose the program you're late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during a normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Pal Talk, which can be read by your phone, tablet, or computer. Just make sure you've downloaded the Pal Talk app. You will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. you'll find a room will hold 50 or more listening participants, where Yahuwah's Word will also be working through a Bible education program. On my mayor to answer those on the table topics we discussed during that broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with Seer Israel, writing the channel. And during that time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if our talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on you with y'all. But as a closing statement, as a reminder, when we're given the scriptures to speak by this ear, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smooth, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And it appears the Latter-day Saints are listening too. But anyway, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hello, Yahuwah.
All right, Dale. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You're right, the Latter-day Saints. I think Utah is listening. Latter-day Saints is listening everywhere. But, you know, our interest is to take care of the business that needs to be known. And we'll say, Yahuwah be with the COVID family. Because the COVID family, they got a lot of questions and they want to know. Because they want salvation. And so happened the COVID family. I'm glad to tune in for this broadcast. We're dealing with a series now called The Closing of the Beautiful Black History Month of the Children of Israel, the Kings of Great Britain. The Kings of Great Britain and what that word means, the King of Great Britain. And after Brutus got over there, you know, they call the place Britain behind his name, Britain, but the word Britain means something very important that we're going to bring out one day this week. So take your time there, the COVID family, and take notes, read back, you know, get your herbal tea, and learn the true meaning of for Black History Month of the Children of Israel that was kings of Great Britain, and now they are slaves in America. What happened? We will all find out. So take your time there, Bubba COVID and the COVID family, and read back, get your Bible out, and just read back and listen. So, great, Elder. That was a great open, Elder. So we're going to bring in a young lion, and he's going to tell you all this clarity broadcast. And then he's going to go in the history book and bring up a few things that is written, because remember, the elder said we'll have a special guest at Camp One, you know, historian Lee Cummins. But what we're going to do, we're going to finish off this beautiful Black History Month and make sure you clear, you understand that slavery, you haven't always been a slave. But honoring you a slave now because of things that was told for you not to do, you're doing it today. And once you stop doing the things that was told you not to do, that you agreed on, you agreed not to do it. And once you make agreement with your Almighty and you chose to violate your part, guess what? He'll violate his part till you get yourself right. So, beautiful Black History Month, wrapping it up in February. By the end of this week should be the end of it. But we're going to be able to lay out everything that the Almighty have given us to give to you. So, COVID family, grab back, get them books open, and Yahuwah be with you all. That's the Almighty's true name. And we're going to bring the young lion in. He's going to tell you about who all carrying this broadcast besides Pal Talk and Blog Talk. And remember, on the international side, it's over 800,000 strong. I lost my voice a little bit. I was doing a lot of teaching. So, young lion, y'all probably be Jesse Ray.
And Yahuwah bless you there, Seer Israel, of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah, Yahuwah there. I lost my voice right now, young man, because all the teaching we done early part of the day, and we trying to do some more. That's why we talked about these six camps. Got to step up to the plate. But the seer going to give it all he got. So whatever you got to tell this national audience, that's over 800,000 strong, and who are carrying this broadcast. And another thing, who are carrying the broadcast and recorded history for the historian. And by that time, hopefully that Yahuwah will gave my voice back that I can get my part in. Take your time there, young lion. You're on the clock. Come on.
All right. Well, we broadcasting everywhere. We're broadcasting on Blog Talk, which you're listening to right now. Blog Talk, we are broadcasting on Pow Talk. We're also broadcasting on YouTube. You can catch us on YouTube at VOTTY, Try YHDA. I say that one more time. You can catch us on YouTube at VOTTY, Try YHDH. Got a couple episodes up there. We're going to be adding some more episodes to it as time goes along. You can always catch and tune in and pick which episode you want to listen to, what lesson you want to learn. Also, you can catch us on Facebook at VOTTY. You can also tune in on the Facebook page and listen to any one of the pre-recorded lessons that we had done inside of the temple. Or anything that we have done and recorded on the Blog Talk. We also added to our Facebook page as well. You can catch us on our Facebook page at BOTTY. Then you can catch us on YouTube at BOTTY Tribe YHDH. All right. I want to read a few history and historical facts about the things that have taken place in this beautiful Black history. Life that Israelites live, but you know we want to keep up with the national audience and always meet the people where they at. So we know they called it Black History, so we'll keep up this beautiful Black History. We want to read a few things out of this beautiful Black History. First, we're going to start off reading from a few different books, but the first one I'm going to pick up is The Negro Question Part 4, The Missing Link by Lee Kern. And we're going to pick it up on page number 16 in faith. After Cromwell had executed King Charles I and ravaged the three kingdoms, the Jacobites tried to restore the Black Stuart king to power. They were known as Jacobites. One should name himself Jacob, another should name himself Israel. You are going to see statements like this, like these throughout the book, but they are intended for another audience, and they know who they are. While I was up working on these images, I began to see that the Solemn Lee document was a subtle way of the three kingdoms to actually take a census, because the people had to sign their names and give personal information. It looks like the king was recording the kingdom before some great tragedy occurred. Now, one thing I wanted to point out in here was he was talking about Cromwell executing King Charles I. So I want to go on into get some more historical facts. I want to read a little bit about King Charles I. I want to go and pick up by the Negro Rulers of Scotland and the British Isles by Dr. John L. Johnson. And in its states on page 85 in the Negro Rulers of Scotland in the British Isles, page 85 reads, Charles I, the Protestant, they call him a Protestant Negro, Moorish King Charles Stuart I, was the son of James VI of Scotland, the first of England, and his dark-skinned Danish wife, Anne of Denmark. Charles became ruler of England in AD 1625, following the death of his father. The king, who suffered from a severe speech impediment, married the dark-skinned Heretta Maria, the daughter of the black-skinned Queen Marie de Medici of France. The couple had seven children. The three sons and three daughters who survived infancy in AD 1642, Charles fought a civil war, which years later he was defeated and captured. During his trial, he was found guilty and beheaded. His son Charles II continued in Stuart line in AD 1685. All right. I want to read some more historical facts. I'm going to go over to the book of, I'm going to go over to the next page. It's going to be page 87, though. Same book, The Negro Rulers of Scotland in the British Isles, page 87. It states, Charles II. The black Protestant and Catholic king, Charles II, was the son of Charles I, who was beheaded in AD 1649. Prior to the death of his father, the young prince exiled to France to live among the Medici, who were of his mother's side. While residing in France, a parliamentary exhibited a wanted poster throughout England for his arrest. The poster refers to him as a tall black man, black and beautiful. Charles' nickname while living in England was the Black Boy, the black and beautiful. And during the exile in France was called the Black Bird Most Royal. It says Charles means darkly black or nigger, the same as charcoal. So we come to find out that the word charcoal means black, dark, or nigger. And Charles' name is the same name as charcoal, representing his complexion and his skin. All right. I want to read over to the page. We're going to go to page 88 to say, however, in AD 1660, English officials restored him to his throne and crowned him a scholar. The black face, wide mouth, lumpy nose, and dark-eyed king ruled three kingdoms, England, Scotland, and Ireland for 15 years. He married the black-skinned Catherine of Braganza, who was unable to produce an heir. However, Charles' father, about 17 illegitimate children, who became prominent in the British society. Before dying at the age of 54, he asked his brother James to take care of his eight mistresses and children. It says, many European painters and scholars have hidden Charles' original, it says, African polluted word for black and beautiful Israel-like features by misrepresenting the prince to be white. There are old paintings of him that reveal his true black complexion and other Negro traits. The political English traveler Roundhead in the 18th century, writer James Boswell called Charles the swarthy Stuart in black. Following the death of Charles II, his brother James II succeeded him and ruled the throne from AD 1685 to 1688. He was succeeded by his daughter, Mary II, and her cousin and husband, William III, the nephew of King Charles, the Black Boy. Mary II, in her elegant, beautiful black-skinned husband, William III, ruled jointly from A.D. 1689 to 1694. When Queen Mary died, William continued to rule until his death in A.D. 1702. The king, who slightly stuttered in his speech, was defeated by his cousin and sister-in-law, Anne the Second Stuart. King Charles the Second, who was blacker than most Stuarts. All right. Now I'm going to go to, I want to read another document. And I'll do that, Mark. All right. I want to go to another book. And I want to read how Charles came and picked up the same name of one of his fathers. We just got done reading that Charles' name means charcoal, black, nigger, dark skin, charcoal. Like the same charcoal that you get when you go cook at your barbecue grill and you put charcoal inside of your grill to start your fire and cook your meat. So that's how black he was. So let's see where that name came from and get the origin of that name. And we're going to read something out of the Negro Question Part Number 6, the 13th Black Comic by Lee Comics. Page 15, it says, I would like to take a moment and focus on the pillow that King Charles the First shoe is resting on. The shoe says, Mundi Charcoal. Mundi was the name of a river in, it says, Hibernia, which is Iberia or Spain, which is Tarsus. And charcoal was a descendant of Judah. You can find the name of charcoal written in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse number 6. Why would King Charles have Mundi charcoal written on his infancy? History says that Gathalus, the son of Charcoal, the son of Zorah, and the son of Judah, settled in Hibernia near a river called Mundi. The plot further thickens when one realizes that Dr. Gathulianus named his son Hiber. See Genesis 10:21. Then interpreted, it says Heber, Hebara, or Hebrew. Heber, or Eber, was the son of Shem, who was the father of all the Shemites. These people are maintaining a precise chronicle of their family tree on images and artifacts. This present generation of historians, scholars, and anthropologists are in a dogfight to prove that yesterday's scholars were liars. Have you ever been in a heated debate with someone and you say, let's not argue, let's look at the evidence? To your amazement, they respond, I am not interested in the evidence. I am right. This is the attitude of this modern scholar. He is not interested in evidence. The archaeological records, the eyewitness accounts, and the artifacts. He graduated from Yale, Harvard, or Princeton. So in his mind, he has to be right. The sincere scholars who defect to the side of the truth, it is inevitable. Now, I wanted to point out a few things about the complexion of King Charles the First and King Charles the Second, who comes from the lineage of the Stuarts, which is and come from their father and grandfather was King James the First of England and King James the Sixth of Scotland. So we got some historical facts put on the table. And then in this beautiful Black History Month, we're going to add one more to the page. And we're going to read page number 60. All right. I want to read page 60. And the Negro Question Part Number 6, the 13 Black Colonies, and I'm going to end it after this one. It says on page 60, why should Benjamin Franklin, this is Benjamin Franklin, say, why should the Palatine Moors, which means black, be suffered to swarm into our settlement? They will never adopt our customs any more than they can obtain our complexion. Right here, he's putting a distinguish between the two complexions of the ones that they call Moors, which is, means black, and Benjamin Franklin and his descendants, which is Esau and his five sons, which they have pale red skin, which where today people commonly use that terminology, white skin. He said, continue to read, all of Africa, Asia, and America are Swazi, black. Russia, Italy, Spain, France, Greece, and the Germans are black. The principal whites are made up of the Saxons, which is the Esau and his five sons part of the Saxons, and the English. The Scots, Welsh, and Irish are not white men Saxons or English. When Benjamin Franklin writes this essay in 1751, the black German king, George II, is sitting on the throne of England. So we got a black man who's sitting on the throne of England in 1751 when Benjamin Franklin had wrote this statement. It just makes one open a record book and have to go dig and find out, was black still sitting on the throne when we was getting our back beat in with whips and chains? From the ones that came from the so-called Ham's Land in Africa and the ones that came over there in the land of Britain, Scotland, Ireland, France, Spain, Sweden, Germany, Russia, Asia, and the ones that was over here already in the so-called land of America, we still have Israelites who are still sitting on the throne. I say over to you, still Israel, seed royal. Hallelujah.
Excellent. And that was excellent. Remember, we're wrapping up a series called Beautiful Black History Month of February. And to let you know, when you see this word, Black History Month, called February, you have to put the proper tools to it by saying Beautiful Black History Month of the Israelites, kings of Great Britain, Ireland, and all them areas over there for a long time, but now we in slavery, because right now, when we call African Americans and Christians, so that real enslaves us according to the Bible. So the Colbert family, grab back and get some more information, and you're going to learn a whole lot about the Colbert family. I'm glad you tuned in to another broadcast. Over 800,000 strong on the international side. And remember, the Six Anointed Cancer is for one reason, is to bring you out of the darkness where you know who you are, what is your responsibility. So since this is the closing of the Beautiful Black History Month of the Israelites, we want to continue down that line. So what we're going to do, we're going to see who all else is coming to the stage to help assist in tonight's broadcast. And we know the elder is available, the young lion ready to go. And we're going to go see some of the mothers out of Camp One. Is they ready to go and come on stage and help assist in the nice broadcast of the closing of Beautiful Fremont of the Children of Israel, the kings of Great Britain, Ireland, Scotland, all them places, they was once worth kings, but now they are slaves. What happened? We're going to find out. Let's see if we find out his mother, Mother E, a giant of a lady. Short in stature, but when it come down taking care of Yahweh's business, she on the top of the heap. Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp One. Yahweh, I bid you to see you right here.
And Yahweh bless you still, Israel. I'll see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother E is short in stature. But let me tell you something. But when it comes down to taking care of Yahweh's business, she is a major giant in Yahweh's business. And Mother Z, she'll be hearing somewhere in the broadcast. She'll give a commentary or whatever Almighty put on her later in the broadcast. Or whatever she hears, she's going to tell it like she is given to at a time appointed in this broadcast. Excellent. All right. And we got another mother coming to the coming on stage. Mother G of Israel. Mother G of Israel says one thing. See, I'm in this to win it. I get in while I've been in it. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, I'm on the front line. And we got our eyes on them young lions and them elders. We watch them elders, too. And matter of fact, Seal, we watch you, too. No doubt about it. That's the mother out of Camp 1. So, Mother D of Israel coming on stage for the ninth episode of this closing of the series called Beautiful Black History Month of the Children of Israel, Kings of Great Britain. And now is slave in America. What happened? We're going to find out. Mother, D.F. Israel. Yahweh bless you, Seer Russia.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother. We know we got a great job ahead of us, and we're going to do it. And you know something to think about. A people that once was kings over the entire world. Now they slaves in the mind and can't even figure out what'll happen. But this is a series all about showing you what the Bible said, what happened to you. Why did you lose your position? Not only physically, spiritually, you lost your position. We're going to find out all this information in the closing of this series called Beautiful Black History Month of the Children of Israel, the 12 tribes once was kings, now they are slaves. Everyone, the children of Israel, slaves. I wonder what happened. We're going to find out. Hey, young lion. Let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on while my voice is ready to go. We caught up some broadcasts earlier today and I gave it all I got. And see, when we come to these broadcasts, understand one thing, COVID family. When we come to these broadcasts 6 nights a week, we give it all we got to try to enlighten those that got an ear to hear about where you have fallen from as a people, and that's why we got all these names we got today, Christians, Islam, Judaism. We don't even know that King James was a black and beautiful king, but they're painting him white. We're going to bring all the information and put it in the booyah. So, the Cobra family, just read that, take notes, and Brother Micaiah is going to look at Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, and bring it out, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12, verse 12, read. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
You hear that? The Cobra family, the Almighty will teach you in that very same hour. But you got to be disciplined for this to happen. Because in the wisdom of Solomon, young lion, and those that's on the network on the left side, we know that Sister B.S. Judah Israel, she said, I'm not ready yet, but I'm tell you one thing, I'm getting warmed up, and I will be coming on this broadcast. When I come on this broadcast, I'm going to be hollering in the microphone, but in order. That's right. Be in order and have old Lucky sit to the side and learn and hear something when he hear you still up hollering around the Ponderosa. What I say, read that young line.
He said we was going over to the Wisdom of Solomon.
Yes, sir. Let's pick it up at Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 5. Let's open up in Wisdom of Solomon. See, now the Cobra family, understand one thing. The Bible had 80 books in it. The Protestant church that called the protesters broke away and start their own thing. But they also taken out 14 books. That's called the Protestants. And the big battle war that was in Europe was the Protestant versus the Christian Catholic Church. That was Oliver Cromwell was. He was a Protestant, a protester, one that Martin Luther King and the early part of the Stuart family, they got caught up in that too. And we got to call them the way it is. And
hallelujah.
Tell you why they got caught up in a lot of things. See, we're going to call it like it is and show you what happened, and it always will happen when you break rank and you don't follow the order of the Bible. So in the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, I think I want 1 through 5. Or is it 5, 1 through 5? Make it 1, 1 down to verse 5. We open up in Wisdom of Solomon. Now, Solomon is the wisest man in the world. He asked for his wisdom, and the Almighty gave him this wisdom. But we want to make sure you know who Solomon is, damn, Cobra family. Hey, Mother E, tell us who Solomon is that we can read in this beautiful Black History Month in 1 Kings chapter 2. Verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's find out who Solomon is, so we be clear about who Solomon is and who is his daddy. Who is his father? That's the key. Always remember one thing. Everybody must be traced back to their father. That's the game changer. So in 1 Kings chapter 2, there, Mother E, look right down at chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3, and help the old seer while he gets warmed up drinking this good old herbal tea so he can get his boys ready. Take care of some beautiful Black History Month clothing of children of Israel, kings in Europe, now slaves all over the world. What happened? We're going to find out. Come on, Mother 2. 1, 2, 3. Come on.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1, 2, 3, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Now the day of David draw nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, verse 2, go the way of all the earth, be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. Verse 3, and keep the charge of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimony, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest and whatsoever thou turnest thyself. Verse 4, that the Yahweh may continue his word which he speaks concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their ways, to walk before me in truth with all their mind and with all their soul, they shall not fail thee. A man on the throne of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we found out, Mother, that look at. Now look what told to Solomon. That's David's boy. He said, let me tell you something, Solomon. If you follow what's written in the Bible and teach the ones that's coming after you since you came, everywhere the children of Israel be, there will be kings. There will be kings, and it will be nobody to break up that but if you do what I'm telling you to do, my son. So the greatest legacy you can leave is to make sure you tell your family what the Bible's saying. And that's the key. If you follow what the Bible's saying, you're going to be all right. If you return back to the Bible, you're going to be all right. So Solomon was told what to do to tell the children of Israel from his father. It won't be a king nowhere. Now, mother, be of Israel, give me a precept on that. And First Chronicles 18, make it 20, 28 verse 4. Make it 28 verse 4 there, mother. Matter of fact, read verse 1 just to make it sound good. Hey, mother, give me First Chronicles. I need a precept on that in the 28th chapter, verse 1 and 4. All I need is two lines to get warmed up. I need to know the subject matter and skip down to verse 4. See, the children of Israel, once upon a time ago, they knew their position. Today, they don't know who they are. They think they're African-American, Negro, color, and Christian. And that's the reason why right now, you will be behind in everything with your Bible open. Once you recognize who you really are according to this book, and this book is about you, for you, to you, then you'll be able to unravel this puzzle, and that's why we're doing this series called The Ending of the Beautiful Black History Month of February for the Children of Israel that was kings in Great Britain. Now, slaves all over the world. What happened? We're going to find out. What you reading there, Mother? Mother D.F. Israel, what you reading?
First Chronicles chapter 28. Verses 1 and 4. Verse 1.
Yeah, give me two lines. Yeah, give me just enough to work with in verse 1. Yeah, give me just enough
David,
to work with in verse 1. Go ahead.
And David assembled all the princes of Israel.
Excellent. That's all we need. So David, he got all the princes of Israel. See, all y'all come and listen to me, because you princes going to be like the one to tell the story. He said, you princes of Israel, this is the story you tell in verse 4. What story they tell, mother, be of Israel? What story they got to tell in verse 4?
First Chronicles 28, verse 4. Howbeit, Yahweh of Israel chose me before all the families of my father, all the family of my father, to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the family of Judah, the family of my father, and among the sons of my father, he likened me to make me king over all Israel.
Mm-hmm. Now you see that? So you see what the elders, the princes, both been always carried on. That the Almighty Hand has stepped in to tell David out of Jesse's would produce David. That David descendants is supposed to be the king ever any of the children of Israel is at. David's lineage is the king. So the king seed would be Judah. So wherever Judah at, wherever he finds any members of the family of Israel at, they knew that the record said Judah is the king. That's simple as that. Judah is the king. Now, and he also told them to make sure when you get there, you tell them their name. And this is their name wherever you go. This is their name. Hey, mother, see of Israel. Now, what is their name?
I wherever
they go.
Shia, I got to step away for
All right, Mother. Hey, Mother Eve, pick that up. Pick that up, because Mother D.F. Israel says she got to get her shoe off and get them grandbabies in order. So Mother, pick that verse up. And so now David got all the princes of Israel together. Got them all prepared.
Oh, I'm picking up.
So he let them know. Now, well, hold on, Mother. I'm gonna let the old elder grab that. Our elder, Mr. Tibbs Israel, grab this verse 8. Let me talk a little bit more, and that give the old elder a chance to make sure he got his good reading glasses so he can pull out this. So now, here's the message that David called all the princes of Israel to lay out what you got to be talking about. And in verse 4, he said, you make sure you tell any other members of the 12 tribes of Israel that whatever come out of my loins is to be king wherever the children of Israel are. So that was understood back in the day. And they have to always use their name and who they represented. So now, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Israel, now, this was what they've been said in verse number 7 and 8. Now, it'll take your time and look at 1 Chronicles 28, verse 7 and 8. Help me out there, Elder. Mr. Tibbs, Israel, come out. Mr. Tibbs, Israel. Seer, we gonna mute somebody. Let's mute the Elder right now. All right. All right, young lion, I know you already holding that wisdom of Solomon 1:1 down to verse 5. But, like I said again, we prepared to do our part in thus says Yahweh. Although the old boss of mine is kind of limited for this broadcast, but we're going to do all we can to get my part in. So now, we're going to set the stage for verse 7 and 8. What did verse 7 and 8 say there, young lion? You on the clock, come
out. First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 reads, moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever. If he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day. Verse 8. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our Yahweh, seek and seek for all the commandments of Yahweh, your Yahweh, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever.
So you have the stipulations. Now, David makes sure he told the princess. Now, listen, you got stipulations. If you want to remain where you always see a king that look like you and is an Israelite, all you got to do is keep the commandments, the laws, and statutes, which will be taught to you, but you will have no interruption in your kingdom until I come. But if you do not do that, I'm going to do something to you. As a matter of fact, Mother, I got to put a precept, what he say going to do to you. Mother E, let's see this precept say what's going to happen if you don't do what I tell you to do. We're going to put a precept out of that. The Colvin family precept means you got to compare scripture with scripture. You don't talk a good game, you read a good game. So he'll give you in that very same hour what he wants you to say. So you can't just talk a good game. You got to read a good game. So we're going to 2 Samuel chapter 7. He said, if you do right, you're going to be all right. But if you don't do right, let's see what he say he's going to do if you don't do right. We're going to read it, the COVID family. Let's see what he says if you don't do right, Mother E. We're going to 2 Samuel chapter 7. And we're going to look at what he got to say, verse number 9. Let's read. I tell you what. No, for time's sake, We just get down to verse number 14, Mother. Let's look at verse 14, Mother E. We look right down at verse 14 real carefully in 2 Samuel 7. He said, listen, if you do right, you're going to be all right. But if you don't do all right, let's see what he's going to do in verse 14. What did he say? Hey, Mother E, what did he say in verse 14?
2 Samuel 7:14. 2 Samuel 7:14. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, sin, I will catch him with the rod of man and with the strip of the children of man.
So let me see what he's going to do. Now he said, listen. Now listen. You tell them if they don't do right. He says, I'm going to chasten them with the rod of men. So now do you understand what he's saying? He said, now, if you children of Israel, you 12 tribes of Israel, if you don't do right, that means the rod of men, that means all the rest of the nation is going to beat your back. I'm going to put a covenant on them to beat your back. It is ready in verse 14. So if you do right, you won't get your back beaten. But the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men, so they're going to beat your back. So when you watch the February in my own Eyes of the Prize on TV and you see the children of Israel getting their back beat, it was already prophesied that if you don't do right, you'll get your back beat. It is right here, 2 Samuel 7, verse 14. If you don't do right, the Cobra family, listen to me. The reason why we're getting our back beat all over the world, because we was given a covenant, but we don't keep the covenant as it is today. Because the covenant was told to the children of Israel before a man was even thought about. What it said, Mother, in 2 verse 3 of the book of Genesis. See, the Cobra family, listen real good. The reason why we getting our back beat all over the world is because a covenant was put in place in Genesis 2 verse 3. Listen to this covenant, and Mother E going to read it. What it said, Mother E?
Genesis chapter 2 verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
So you see that, Cobra family? The only day it's a blessed day is the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day is what we call our Saturday. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. That is the only blessed day of the Bible. That's what the children of Israel was given. He said, if they do right, I won't have the means to beat you back. But if you do wrong, I'm going to have means to beat you back. See, we're not keeping the Sabbath day as we speak. Your preacher is teaching you on the wrong day. Sunday is the day of S-U-N, the day of the sun. That's the wrong day to be worshiping your mighty one. It's supposed to be Friday night to Saturday night. So that's why the rod of men is beating our back. And guess what kind of people we were when they started beating our back? Let me show what kind of people we were according to Mother. Get down to verse 23. What kind of people that's getting their back beat today according to 23 and 24? Same book, 2 Samuel 7. 23 and 24. Let's see the peoples that getting their back beat right now that we can read in 2 Samuel 7, verse 23 and 24. What did it say there, Mama?
2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 23 and verse 24. Verse 23. And what one nation in the earth is like the people, even like Israel, whom Yahweh went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible, for they lay their land before thy people, which thou redeemed to be from Egypt, from the nations, and their Yahweh. Verse 24. For thus has confirmed to thyself thy people, Israel, to be a people unto thee forever. And thy Yahweh become their Yahweh.
You see that? See, we as peoples, regardless, forever. I thought we are not a good people because we don't have the Bible to be our guidance. So young lion, what kind of people we are, the WCC, World Council of Churches, well, in 13 chapter 8 through 10 of Jeremiah, young lion, can you help those see out what kind of people is the peoples of the book called Judah, Southern Kingdom, and Israel, Northern Kingdom? What kind of people are we according to the Bible? As was read now, whatever we're doing today, we don't do nothing the Bible tells us to do but tote it into the churches. That's all we do is tote it into the churches. We don't do nothing the Bible saying. And that's why in 2 Samuel 7:14, the rod of men is beating our backs. In every business deal, they beat our backs. See? Regardless. They're beating your back right now. So now, what kind of peoples are we? Well, WCC, the World Council of Churches, 500 million members said, what kind of peoples are y'all? Okay, we'll tell you what the Bible said we are. Let's look at the 13th chapter, 8 through 10 of Jeremiah. Young Lion, what it say we are?
The book of Jeremiah, the 5th, chapter 13, we're going to read verse 8, 9, and 10. Verse 8 reads, and the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 9, thus saith Yahuwah, after this manner will I mark the pride of Yahdajuh, and the great pride of the 10 northern tribes. Verse 10, this evil people, which refuse to hear my word, which walk in the imagination of their mind, and walk after false Yahuwah to serve them, and to worship them, shall even be as this girl, which is good for nothing.
You see that? You see that, the Cobra family? So as the people today, we good for nothing. Because we refuse to do his word. We're doing the words of our mother and grandmother and grandmother. That was mistaught, the Cobra family. It was mistaught. The Bible's day is sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. The world's day is Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock, 12. Read one scripture, then dance and play music and shout and go home happy. But if I stood outside with a pistol and say, what you learned out that Bible, I'm going to blow your brains out. I have a stat all the way up past the building, you see, because you ain't learned nothing out the Bible. You just went to a feel-good sermon, see? And that's why it's plainly said in Jeremiah, there, young man. So we go on to the book of Jeremiah, while we already in Jeremiah. Can you help those see out in verse 1 down to verse number 5? What he says in Jeremiah, we're going to Jeremiah, want to read a little bit. Because Jeremiah just said this evil people refused to hear my word. Now, we're going to look at Jeremiah that was raised from the womb to tell you some good things. And what he said, make that Jeremiah chapter 2. And we're going to look at Jeremiah 2, verse number 3 down to verse 8. Listen, the Korah family, listen real good what it says by Jeremiah. Remember, the children of Judah, that's the one you call today African-American, Negro, and color, and supercone. He's talking to Judah now, the lead tribe, the kingship tribe. They had everywhere they went, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. So that's what Jeremiah talking to, the lead group, the group that was anointed to carry the word. That's what he says, tell Jeremiah to tell them in 3, down to verse 8. What he said to tell them that young lion? Jeremiah 2, 3, 9 to verse 8, come on.
The book of Jeremiah is here. Chapter 2, verse 3, down to verse number 8. Verse 3 reads, Israel was holding righteousness unto the Yahuwah, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, says the Yahuwah. Verse 4, hear you the word of Yahuwah, O family of Israel, and all the families of the nation of Israel. Verse 5, thus says the Yahuwah, what sin have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Verse 6, neither said they, where is the Yahuwah that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of desert and of pitch, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. Verse 7, and I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruits thereof and the goodness thereof. And when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. Verse 8, the priest said not, where is the Yahuwah? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed me.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Pastors, the shepherds, the deacons, also transgressed against me. And the pastors, the deacons, the shepherds, prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit.
You see, you hear what he say, the Korah family? He say, what happened, the one that folded told you about to keep the right day and make sure you got your fringes on and all, to keep the days of Leviticus 23, they didn't do the right thing. And so since your leadership didn't do the right thing, that's why we getting our back beat all over the world now. Everywhere you find the children of the book, children of Israel, they're getting their back beat on every point. It's because we will not return back to what's written, because your preacher every Sunday, Son's Day, will never tell you who you really are and your responsibility, although you pay your tithes, free will offers, and donations. But he will never tell you who you are. How did you fall from leadership? Now, verse number 11. Now, listen to what he said. Now, listen real carefully, the Korah family. Look what he says, because Jeremiah asked the question since the mental spirit was down there with him. So he asked the question. And let's see what he says in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse number 11, down to verse 14. Listen good, the Korah family. Listen real good what Jeremiah, he got the attention of the minister spirit. He right there working with it. So he won't ask the question. Let's see what he asks and what came behind it. Verse 11 down to verse 14. Come on.
The book of Jeremiah is here, chapter verse 11 down to verse number 14. Verse 11 reads, hath a nation changed their Yahweh, which are yet no Yahweh? But my people have changed their honor, their greatness, for that which do not profit. Verse 12. Be astonished, O you heaven, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be you very desolate, says the Yahuwah. Verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out censers, broken censers that hold no water. 14. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled?
Is he a Cobra family? Is he just a home? See, the ring may give you Black History Month. It's to remind you about the good old days, how you were physically. We know you're mentally like that today, but remind you how we beat your back real good. And remember, all the nations, they enjoy the February month. But you can watch the Roots and all the time when you got kicked in the ring and hung. All the series, every month, the rain just get everywhere. No, even grandma said, now, look, grandbaby, go get me some Kleenex so I can cry about what happened to us. You see? So we sit around, watch the February month, and we get a chance to wipe our eyes about how we was treated. But your preachers never tell you the reason why you're getting your back beat, because you was given rules and regulations to do. If you do it, you will be mother. Let's see what you do. He said, if you do it now, this is what he said you'll do. Now, if you do right, let's go to 28 chapter, verse 1 and 2, mother of Deuteronomy. This is what he says. Remember, we teach spirit-led, and we lay in the foundation on why we in condition we in today and why they take the shortest month and give it to us called Black History Month. Shortest month of the year, and they'll give it to you and make you just wipe your eyes about it, right? Okay, good. Let's show you what he told you if you do right in 28, 1 and 2, mother. Hey, mother, what he say in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So you see what he says, if you listen, this is what you got coming. All these blessings is going to come up on you. And not only that, you see that thing rip past your wrist? You see that thing, you look at your wrist, and you see that thing come rip past your wrist. Look what he said in verse 12 about that. Hey, mother.
Okay.
What did he say about that thing that rip past your wrist in verse number 12.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 12. The Yahweh shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give thee rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hands, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow.
So you see, and all other nations know that you are the children of Israel, 12 tribes with the blessing, and they know if they got you anywhere, you know, they can beat you back, do the work around, they ponderosa, they know they'll be blessed because they know you got the blessing in your hand, and that's why they came to get you wherever they found you at, Because if they feel's not working right, they put you off into the field and beat you back. And, you know, tell you, get busy. Because they know the blessing is in your hand, but they're not going to tell you that. They just gonna beat you back, work your 20 hours, then give you some beans and rice until you get your 4 hours of sleep, and then beat you back again and get 20 more hours in. See? Because they know the blessing's in your hand. That's why they got you to come pick beans, rice, sugar cane, everything. You know why? Because they knew you can make all the other nations rich. Because they'll tell you, they know what really happened to you, but they'll never tell you. But they'll talk among themselves, mother. See, mother, they'll talk among themselves. Look what they'll say among themselves in the 50th chapter, mother. See, remember, the world know about you, but they're not going to tell you. They'll talk among themselves. So Jeremiah remind them in the 50th chapter of Jeremiah, mother. Mm-hmm. Hey, mother, he remind them in the 50th chapter of something.
Okay.
That in verse number 7. Look what he says in Jeremiah 50, verse 7. He reminded Jeremiah to tell the peoples of the book to never forget 50, verse 7 of Jeremiah. What does it say there, mother?
Look at Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not thee, because they have sinned against the Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even the Yahweh, the hope of their father.
See, they already know why you in the trouble you in today, because you have sinned against your mighty one. Your mighty one tell you keep the Sabbath day, sundown and Friday, but then you let your preacher tell you, or your mama or your grandmama or Uncle Buck tell you, no, let's keep Sunday 9 o'clock in the morning. So when you're doing these things, you have sinned against your mighty one. He did not give you the first day of the week, Sunday, to worship him on. He said, worship me on the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. That's his day. But we pay that day no never mind. Because remember the Cobra family, we met you when you was coming from the good church. Sunday is your day, worship on the sun, and you wonder why we're in condition we're in a day, because of according to the Bible, we do nothing the Bible says. Okay? Once we turn back to the Bible, then you're going to start seeing the blessing. Then you'll be a blessing to others. Maybe you get nephews, grandsons, or whatever. You'll be a blessing to them. You put them on the right track. That's what you're going to do. Now, young lion, let's come back to that Wisdom of Solomon 1:1-5. I want to get that out the way. That Wisdom of Solomon, young lion, 1:1 down to verse 5. The Cobra family, listen real good what he says here in 1:1 down to verse 5. What did he say, young lion?
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse number 5. Verse 1 reads, love righteousness, you that be judges of the earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind and in simplicity of mind, seek him. Verse 2. For he will be found to them that found of them that tempt him not, and shows himself unto such as do not distrust him. Verse 3. For four thoughts separate from Yahweh in his power, when it is tried, reprove, correction, the unwise. Verse 4. For into a malicious soul, wisdom shall be bought. For into a malicious soul, wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the body that is subject with sin. Verse 5. For the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit, and remove from the thoughts that are without understanding, and will not abide when unrighteousness cometh in.
Read verse 1 again, young lion. What did verse 1 say again?
Verse 1. Love righteousness as that be judges of the earth. Bank of Yahweh.
So he said, love righteousness. You judges of the earth. So he set judges of the earth, the Korah family. But the judges of the earth that he set up, they supposed to love righteousness. But what happened? Let's see what happened. We can read in 9:24 of the book of Issachar's boy called the book of Job. Now we're going to find out what happened. He said, now love righteous. You that's going to be judges of the earth. Love some righteousness. That's what he said. But what will happen? Maybe Issachar's boy Job can tell us what happened in 9:24 there, young lion. What did he say that we can read in 9:24? So he told the judges of the earth. Yes, he had judges of the earth. And he told them to do something. Love righteousness, you judges of the earth. So the judges of the earth, that means the bishops, the pastors, the shepherds that stand before you, they're supposed to love some righteousness. But what happened? Issachar
boy,
book of Job, 9:24. What happened,
young lion? The book of Job, chapter 9, verse number 24 reads, the earth is given unto the hand of the wicked. He covered the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
You see what happened?
Mm-hmm.
The judges of the earth, they've been put in a position where they don't follow nothing. The wicked have showed them a briefcase full of money to ignore what the Bible say, and that's what they did. They give you pastor the, what they call that, 501c3. They give them a 501c3 and look, the stipulations in it. But one thing we do know, but you got to keep Sunday. So you keep Sunday. So now you've been covered up by the wicked, knowing that you have violated the Bible by not keeping the Sabbath day. So your pastors and all your leaders have been covered up by doing the wrong day and expect a blessing from the Almighty. But the Almighty is not going to hear that. Hey, Mother E. He ain't gonna hear that, mother, according to Hosea 5:15. Let's see what he say he gonna do. Let's see what our mighty one say he gonna do. Because we got to love righteousness, especially the ones in leadership. Now, in Hosea 5:15, mother, let's see what the Almighty say he gonna do. What is he gonna do that we can read, mother?
Hosea 5:15. Hosea 5:15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offenses and seek my face and their affliction. They will seek me early.
He said, I'm going to go back and just watch you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch you and see what you do, what's in the Bible. I don't want to see them watch you. I'm going to put a broadcast and come on the broadcast 6 nights a week. And they're going to tell you what I'm saying. I'm going to watch you and see what you do, what is written in the Bible, or you're going to follow your mama and your daddy on the wrong day, Sunday. And don't keep no feast days, wear no fringes. I'm just going to sit there and watch you and see what you do with anything in the Bible. Although you tote the Bible in every Sunday. I'm just going to watch you. That's what he said. Because he said he's talking to the judges. That's what he's talking to. Now, mother, in the book of Judges 2:18, let's talk about these judges. He said, judges, that means the one that's going to do right. love righteousness. Let's see this same mother in the book called Judges 2:18. Step don't say out, mother, in 2:18. And young lion, Brother Micaiah, give me 2 Chronicles chapter 19, and we look at verse 5 down to verse 8. Hey, mother, what can we read in Judges 2:18?
Look at Judges chapter 2, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, and when the Yahweh raised them up judges, then the Yahweh was with the judges and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judges, for it repented the Yahweh because of their groaning by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them.
Mm-hmm. So when you cry to your mighty one, he raised you up judges. But now you will say, can't no cold-blooded man judge me. But he always raised up judges. But see, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, you just don't, can't no man judge me. Because you go read a verse and twist that book up. But he raised up judges to show you to get back on the right track. But you chose not to pay him no never mind. See? So in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, that young line, can you help those see out in verse 5 down to verse 8? What does it say? Young line, what can we get out of 2 Chronicles 19, 5 down to verse 8?
2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 5 down to verse number 8, verse 5 reads, and he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Yadadu, city by city. Verse 6, and said to the judge, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for Yahweh, who is with you in the judgment. Verse 7, wherefore now, let the fear of Yahweh be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no sin with the Yahweh, nor respect of person, nor taking of gift. Verse 8, moreover, in Yadadu did Jehoshaphat, that of the Levites and of the priests and of all the chief of the fathers of Israel for the judgment of Yahweh, and for controversy when they return to Yadadu.
Mm-hmm. So you see, he had judges, but the judges come out of one stop. His judges is the Negro tribe you call today. That is the Almighty judges. But you don't pay them no never mind. So they are the judges, the Negro tribe. And that's why we're teaching the series right now, the closing of beautiful Black History Month, the kings that was in Europe. Now, you slaves everywhere. Now you slaves everywhere. Why? Because everything is Bible, you do not do it. Matter of fact, you just tote the Bible into places and you do nothing the Bible say do. Nothing. You got everything twisted wrong. So what can it do for you? Huh? What did he do for you? So now, it was given to young lion in Deuteronomy 1:1. Just give me right with a name. So it was given to a people to understand their position, which you got the Bible open. Go give me 2 lines in Deuteronomy 1:1 and see what he's talking about. 1:1 says what?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, these be the words which Moses spake unto all the children of, unto all Israel.
All the children of Israel. So these are the words that were spoken to all the children of Israel. So these are the words that were spoken to them. You can help your Bible out. You know, you now get hit on your wrist. Because, you know, if you don't see the word children in there, we just precept that and do it. Help your Bible out. So now, let's skip down to verse number 8. And what was the leadership to tell the children of Israel in verse 8 down? Just read verse 8. And then we'll skip down to verse number 11. What do you say in verse 8 and 11 there, young man?
All right. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8, verse number 11. Verse 8 reads, Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land, which Yahweh sware unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Verse number 11. The Yahweh of your fathers, makes you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you.
Get down to verse 15. Down to verse 16. Listen good now. Look what he said. Told them judges now. He said the judges of Israel now. Listen. He said, listen to me real carefully. In verse 15 and 16. What did he say there, young lion?
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15 reads, So I took the chief of your tribe, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over 50, and captains over 10, and officers among your tribe. Verse 16. And I charge your judges at that time, saying, Hear the causes between your brothers, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with you.
Mm-hmm. So you see, the judge is supposed to always tell you whatever decision you make, make sure it's a righteous decision. See, when you overseeing the children of Israel, make sure your judgment is righteousness. Now we're going to run back and see how Mother D of Israel, how she taken that slip and got it all, got the grandbabies all ready to just hear the word of the Almighty. We're going to find out if Mother D of Israel ready to get back in that microphone. We're going to find out right now. So Mother D of Israel, so he says, listen, I gave you leadership to tell you to do righteous. And the biblical definition of doing righteous, Mother, that we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 6:25, hey, Mother D F Israel, what can we read in 6:25? You on the clock, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 reads, And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
Mm-hmm. So our righteousness is to do the law, statutes, and commandments. That's our righteousness. Mm-hmm. He said, now, we was commanded to keep the law. We was commanded for the 800,000 strong on the international side. The Torah instruction means the first five books. That's called a law.
Mm-hmm.
We was commanded to do so. That's our righteousness. And the one that stand before you is supposed to show you what his righteousness is. Your righteousness is not Sunday, the first day of the week. That's your wrongness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. That's called your wrongness. You're not doing righteous. So he's just going to watch you, 119, 142, Mother, and 144, Mother D of Israel. We're going to Psalm 119, 142. And 144. And remember, we wrapping up. It's called the Beautiful Black History Month. We got to walk you down and show you what happened. Because when we get down to Brutus, who is Brutus? We'll tell you about Brutus, how he got to the world, where he's from, and everything. But we got to lay the foundation. Because before you hear about the kings of Britain, the Brits, which means the covenant keepers, before you hear about them, we got to let you know that ain't but one out of them, all them kings, finally woke up and start doing the right thing. But we got to walk you down and take you to him. It was black and beautiful king for 342 years. But what was he doing? Abel won 342 years of consecutive ruling of the beautiful black kings of Israel that was in Britain. Abel won that really done the right thing. And we'll talk about it shortly. Because you remember what David said, right? David said the kingship rule come out of his loins. And wherever Judah is at, and David come from Perez, not Zorah. So all the princes, wherever they go to, they're supposed to remind anybody that's sitting on the throne, wherever Judah at, that David's descent. So we sit in that seat. As we lock up this beautiful Black History Month and the kings, we got to lay the foundation to show you where you have fallen from and how you got to the condition you in today. So we're going to take it all this week and wrap this series up, because February month is the month they allowed you, right? But the part they left out, the beautiful Israelites that once was kings and now slaves and getting their back beat as we speak today. And what happened? We're going to find out. So what we read?
Psalms 119, 142, and 144.
Excellent. Come on in, Mother.
Psalm 119, 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and the law is the truth. Verse 144. The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting, giving me understanding, and I shall live.
So we found out the law is not done away with. Matter of fact, Paul said in 7 verse 1, Mother, D of Israel, what he said we can read in Romans 7, 1, 10 through 12, and 16. What did Paul say when he got to Rome? He got to Rome where the children of Israel was at, and he looked them eyeball to eyeball in Rome. That's over there in Europe. And that's the point we're going to bring out. See, remember, once we get you in Rome over there, remember, that's Europe. Well, Rome was where the head of the Roman Catholic Church is at. So look what we're getting ready to read, Mother. What you getting ready to read?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Romans chapter 7, verse 1. I didn't get the other verse.
Skip down to 10 through 12 and 16. 10 through 12 and 16.
Romans chapter 7, verse 1, 10 through 12 and 16. Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law has dominion over a man or woman as long as he liveth. Verse 10. And the commandments which was ordained to life I have found to be unto death. Verse 11. For sin take occasion by the commandments, deceived me, and by it slew me. Verse 12. Wherefore the law is righteous, and the commandments righteous, and just, and good. Verse 16. If then I do that which I would not. I consent unto the law that it is good.
Mm-hmm. See, so the law is not done away with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, when you're breaking the law, it's not done away, it's for life. And when you do on Sunday, first day of the week, when you do on Sunday, first day of the week, Lord God and Jesus, you're breaking the law. See, your Lord God and Jesus and Sunday is breaking the law. Okay, good. Now, so now, young lion, we're going and find out the foundation of who broke the laws, because now we're trying to get you over there to Europe. We're trying to bring in the kings that was beautiful black kings of Israel for 342 years on record that we can read. But here's the point. Because you a beautiful black king, what was you following for 342 years that we can read? And that's what we got to bring out. Now, we're going to 1 Kings chapter 12 there, young lion. And let's find out the foundation of what happened that we can read. And 1 Kings 12, 16 down to verse 21, and skip down to 24, down to verse 33. Young lion, 1 Kings 12, 21, then pick it right back up at verse 24 to 33, you're on the clock, come up.
All right, we're going to 1 Kings. We're going to chapter 12. We're going to pick it up at verse 16 down to verse 21 and 24, reading down to verse 32. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse number 16, read. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tent, O Israel. Now see, to your own family, David. So Israel departed unto their tent. Verse 17. But as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the cities of Yadah Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Verse 18. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones, that he died. Therefore, King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Yadah Judah. Verse 19. So Israel rebelled against the family of David unto this day. Verse 20. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, and they sent and called him unto the congregation and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the family of David, but the tribe of Judah only. Verse 21. And when Rehoboam was come to Yadah Judah, he assembled all the family of Yadah Judah with the tribe of Benjamin and 84,000 chosen men, which were warriors to fight against the family of Israel, the ten northern tribes, the northern kingdom, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. Verse 24. Thus says the Yahuwah, you should not go up nor fight against your brothers, the children of Israel, the ten northern tribes. Return every man to his house, for this saying is from me. They hearken, therefore, to the word of Yahuwah, and return to depart according to the word of Yahuwah. Verse 25. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt therein, and went out from there, and built Penuel. Verse 26. And Jeroboam dead to his dead in his mind. Now shall the kingdom return to the family of David. Verse 27. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the temple of Yahweh at Yadah-Judah, then shall the mind of this people turn again unto their Yahweh, unto Rehoboam, king of Yadah-Judah, the southern king. And they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Yadah-Judah, southern king. 28. Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Yadah-Judah, southern kingdom. Behold, your Yahweh, O Israel, the 10 northern tribes, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Verse 29. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other put he in Dan. Verse 30. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. 31. And he made an temple of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. Verse 32. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Yadah-Judah, the southern kingdom. And he offered upon the altar. So did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calf that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priest of the high places which he had made. 33. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel, the 15th day, the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own mind, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and he offered upon the altar and burnt incense.
Mm-hmm. So you see there, so the northern king headed by Jeroboam, he broke away from David, the southern kingdom. And he said, look here, I'm going to put gods up and everything to keep y'all going back that way. And when he did this right here, what happened that we can read, although in 2 Kings 17, he did something like he's doing today. What did he do? What happened in the 17th chapter, young line, verse 13? What can we read that happened in what we read in 17, 2 Kings 17? What happened in verse 13?
Okay, we're going to 2 Kings
13, young line, 2 Kings.
Yes, sir. 2 Kings chapter 17. We're going to verse number 13, and it reads, 2 Kings chapter 17, 13. Yes, the Yahweh testified against Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and against Yadah-Judah, the southern kingdom, by all the seers, and by all the seers, saying, turn you from your evil ways, and keep my law and my statutes according to all the law which I command your father, and which I sent to you by my servant the seer.
You see that? So you see, just like right now, those seers tell you, turn away from your mindset. You know, put it down. Come back to what's written in this Bible. Now read a little bit more, and let's see what they did. Stay on down. Let's see, did they pay them? No, never mind. Stay on down to verse 16. Verse 14 to 16.
Okay. We're going back to 2 Kings chapter 17. We're picking up at verse 14 to 16. Verse 14 reads, notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their neck like to the neck of their fathers, They did not believe in the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah. 15. And they rejected his law and his covenant that he made with their father in his covenant, which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the 17 nations that were round about them, concerning whom the Yahuwah had charged them that they should not do like them. Verse 16. And they left all the laws of Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, and made them molten images, two calves, and made a grove, and worshiped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal, Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Yahuwah.
They did all that. So you see what they did, and we're going to precept that verse 16, and they served Baal. Now we're going to precept that and see what Baal is. So the northern kingdom starts serving Baal. We're going to precept that to 2 Chronicles and find out what is that they serving now. 2 Chronicles, you online, chapter 11, 14 and 15. And Mother E, in that same 17th chapter, I want you to pick it up around about verse number, Young Lion gonna read 2 Chronicles 11, 14, and 15. We're going to find out what this definition of Baal means. And Mother E, have me 17 down to verse 21. And Mother D of Israel, have me 22 down to verse number 27. We're going to find out what happened. So we found out that what happened, you paid the seal, no, never mind, like you're doing today. You start worshiping Baal, 10 northern tribes. And what that folks mean, we can read in 2 Chronicles 11, 14, and 15. What they do there, young lion?
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 11, verse 14 and verse 10. Verse 14 reads, for the Levites left their suburbs and their possessions and came to Yadad-Judah, and Yadad-Judah, the southern kingdom, for Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priest's office unto the Yahuwah. Verse 15. And he ordained him priest for the high places and for the devil and for the calves which he had made.
You hear that? So this Baal they worship is the who? According to when you precept in your Bible. Now, Moses, did y'all hear that? So this Baal that they start worshiping, when you precept your Bible, the Baal means you worship what? What you worship?
The devil.
What they worship, young lion?
The devil.
The Baal is the devil. So the 10 northern tribes start worshiping the devil. See that? Broke away from the southern kingdom of Judah. Now the 10 northern tribes was worshiping the devil from this point right here. So when we get to getting them migrated, migration going into Europe, understand the mindset that they have. They taking the same mindset. They didn't come back to Judah even to this day. They taken the worship of the devil wherever they went. See? Now you see what you learned? I mean, it's great to read there was 342 years of great, beautiful kings of Europe. Yeah. But look what they were doing.
Hallelujah.
But it's one king. Is one king out of them finally got a rude awakening, and he made some adjustments. But remember one thing, we're going to take care of that one king in time to come. Well, so far right here, they never returned back to Judah. They're doing their own thing, worshiping Satan the devil. So now, Mother mother eat. Whatever they were doing in verse 17 down to verse 21. Let's watch old mother eat, take care of his business. In verse 17 down to verse 21, then mother be up Israel and pick up verse 22 down to verse 27. See, we're just going to say that the Bible tells us. See, the whole is, remember, it's a ministry on the planet called Voices of a True Israelite. We just tell the story. Sure, it was great kings out there in Europe. And they were black. But look at the mindset. Look at the mindset they're doing. Now, I'll show you what Yahweh did then. And he just got through doing it a little while ago. 17 and 21, mother, come on, bring it.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 17, chapter 11, verse 17 to 21. Verse 17. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah.
Hold on, mother. Hold on, mother. We in 1 Kings 17, verse 17. We in 1 Kings 17. And we find out we precept when the young lion read about they worship Baal. And we precept Baal to tender on trial versus Satan the devil. Now they know. So here's their mindset. So when you worship Satan the devil, that means they got the same mindset as they. Lord God, Jesus, and Sunday, you worship Satan the devil. Even to this day. So in verse 17 down to verse 21, watch mother going to do her part and mother D of Israel going to come right back in at verse 22 down to verse 27. 2 Kings 17 and 21. Go on
that
mother.
See ya. If I'm in the same chapter, sorry.
No, we in we in 2 Kings, chapter 17. Okay, well, you might as well go ahead and this, You might as well go ahead and give me verses 2 down to verse number 6. Give me 2 to 6. Give me 2 down to verse 6. Yes, ma'am. 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse 2 down to verse number 6. Let's find out something.
Okay,
so we're going to 2 Kings 17. Down to verse 6.
Okay.
What does it say, 2 to 6?
2 Kings chapter 17, verses 2 to 6. Okay. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 2. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Yahweh, but not as the king of Israel that were before him. Verse 3. Against him came up Samaritan, king of Assyria, and Hosea became his servant and gave him presents.
Shamma, that was the king of Syria. So they brought him up. So they done what's evil in the sight of Yahweh, and they brought in Shamma of Massa, the king of Syria. So Yahweh raised up a king, and said, I got a job for you to do. Verse 4, let's read a bit more, mother. Verse 4.
And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hosea.
Yeah, Hosea. So Yahweh woke him up around about 740 B.C., 722 in that area. He woke him up. So Yahweh woke this king up, Assyria, to do some, otherwise he going to anoint him to do some business, do a little business. That's what he said he going to do. I'm going to anoint him to take care of a little business. Now look what the Catholic Church said. See, you're getting too deep with this. We're going to muke out the young lion. He is through talking for the night. Well, sure. Come on, Mother, keep reading a little bit.
Well, he has sent messages to respond. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hosea, for he had sent message to so king of Egypt and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Verse 5. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and began it 3 years.
And besieged it. So he came up there 3 years. Hold on, mother. Hold on. He besieged it 3 years. He came up and jumped him. He said, y'all gonna do evil in my sight? I'm waking this king up, and he came besieged the city for 3 years. So now the northern kingdom, they're in bad shape now. They've been deceived. They've been besieged for 3 years. That means they got them in handcuffs now. They're beating their back now. What they're doing now, hey, Mother D of Israel, they're making them pull their shirts off and beating their back. He told you they won't beat your back. If you don't do right, he told you plainly he was going to beat you back. What you mean, Latter-day Saints? Well, that verse said again. We read already. We'll read it again. Since you knocked off the young lion, we can't come back on a night broadcast. Hey, mother, be of Israel, let's show you when you don't do right, that yeah. The Almighty will beat you back.
Mother, are you coming back here?
Be of Israel. No, hold where you at, mother. We're going to show you that if you don't do right, Yahweh will beat you back. And he have means to beat you back. We're going to the 7th chapter, verse 14, Mother dear of Israel. And let's read in 2 Samuel 7:14. See, when you don't do right, he'll send means to beat you back. Let's see what it says in 7:14 there, Mother. What can we read, Mother?
2 Samuel 7:14. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit sin, iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men.
Mm-hmm. He said he's going to put some stripes on you. He's going to beat you back. He said, if you don't do right, I'm going to beat you back. So now you see when you're watching all these movies and you see the children of Israel getting their back beat. It was already prophesied. Long as you do wrong, I'm going to send the other nations in to beat you back. Hey, Mo, is that what we're reading?
Yes.
That's what we're reading. We're going to beat you back. So now when you see the children of Israel, the one you call African-American Negroes, colors, and African-American and super coon, when you see them getting their back beat, that's Yahweh stirring their spirit up to beat your back because you won't do right. You see that? So Mother E, come on back now. Let's see what he did now. He sent them down to besiege you for three years. Then he said, do what with them in verse number 6? Now, what came in their mind to do to the children of the northern kingdom in verse 6?
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 6. In the 9th year of Hosea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Helath and in He bore by the river of Gershon. And in the city of the
And take them to the city of the Medes. Now, city of the Medes, that's called Europe today. So that's how you got over there. So now you see your history, how you end up over there in Europe, because he had the Assyrians to place you over there in the cities of the Medes. The Medes is Japhetic people. So now you see how you got there. This is how you got there first. He sent you over there to get your back beat. You want to do right? He said, I'm going to send you over there and get your back beat. See? So you got over there with that mindset. You're worshiping Satan the devil. You don't want to do right in your land. So I brought people that look just like the Assyrians to beat your back and get you over in Europe. So here go your foundation. But you've been over there for quite a long time anyway. So I'll bring you over there in 740 B.C. to beat you back over there. Okay, good. Now, mother, skip down to verse 17, down, mother, 17 down to verse 21. We're going to read some more about you getting your back beat over there in what you call the cities of the Medes. But this is what you were doing. Verse 17 and 21. Come on, mother.
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 17 to 21. Verse 17. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and called divination and called devilish. Okay.
Divination. Divination and enchantment.
And
so you were doing enchantments.
And sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Yahweh to provoke him to anger. Verse 18.
Hold that point, mother. Hold on, mother. So you see what you did? He said you started doing something. You sold yourself to do evil in the sight of Yahweh. So you willingly, with all the information you had, you sold yourself. Now, mother, DF Israel, let's precept that to Isaiah 52, 1, 2, 3. He said, you see what you did? He said, you volunteer willingly sold yourself to do evil. You know how you got some bad grandbabies just ain't going to do right. He said, you know, you little grandbabies here, y'all just ain't going to do right, period. You just want to get your back beat. And you know what? You're going to get it. Mother, D.F. Israel, 52, 1, 2, 3, and 8. Hey, Mother, D.F. Israel, show them some grandbabies.
Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 to 3 and verse 8.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Show to them grandbabies for a few more minutes. Come on.
Isaiah 52, verse 1. On your strength, O Judah. Put on your beautiful garment, O Judah, the righteous city. For henceforth there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Verse 2. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Judah. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Judah. Verse 3. For thus says Yahweh, you have sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money.
See, you sold yourself for nothing. See, you done all this for nothing. I mean, you want to twist on something And Yahuwah made it plain in 5 verse 4, Mother, D.F. Israel, Isaiah. He, listen, you sold yourself for nothing.
Oh,
so in Isaiah 5 verse 4, hey, Mother, D.F. Israel, can you hear me out, Mother? What it said in Isaiah 5 verse 4?
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 4. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I look that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes.
You see that? See, you sold yourself for nothing. He said, it's nothing rocking in me. He said, what else could I do for you? I mean, with all my power, I've done all I can to put you in the right mindset, put you in fringes, put you everything I want, and just right back and look at you. And then you come buckshot wild on me. Huh? So you know what he said he going to do? Since you won't do right, read the next verse, Mother. 5:5.
Oh. Oh, 5:5. Okay. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up and break down the walls thereof, and it shall be trodden down.
You see that? He said, now everybody gonna beat you back now. He said, I put you property. I gave you bridges to wear, Sabbath days to keep, and you pay me no never mind. Now the nation's going to beat your back. So now you're watching the February month. Are you getting your back beat? You're hung, getting your back beat. Now you're on the left. Now you got moved out of your land, and now you're over there in Europe getting your back beat with the mindset you got. See? Sure, you always rise to be king, but your mind ain't right. Ain't but one king got his mind right later on in writing. Who's that king that got his mind right? Now, this vineyard, he's talking plainly, Mother, in verse 7. The people he's talking about, they're getting their back beat all over the world, is in verse 7. What's your name, Mother, in verse 7? Bring it.
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7. For the vineyard of Yahuwah of hosts is the family of Israel and the men of Judah, his pleasant plant. And he looketh for judgment, but behold, oppression, for righteousness, but behold, a cry.
You see that? You see that? So he done all he did for you, all that good stuff. And we look forward to really get a high five from the Father.
That's not man.
You come low down again. But he said it can remain that way, Mother. Now give me that verse 8, 52 verse 2 verse 8 of Isaiah. Now do what you got to do now. 52 verse 8. Do what you got to do. Isaiah 52 verse 8. Mother D of Israel, what you got to do now?
Okay, let me get back there. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 8. Your watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when Yahuwah shall bring again Judah.
Ain't that so? Hey, now, hey, Mama, D of Israel, Judah ain't coming back, ain't nobody coming back until what happened, according to verse 8?
Shall they see eye to eye?
Hallelujah. Well, so it ain't going to happen until you see eye to eye. Mm-hmm. Until you stop playing the seer, no never mind. That's what you're doing now, right? That's the reason the condition you're in today, because you will not see eye to eye. The seer and the ones he anointed to take care of his business, you must see eye to eye with them, or you ain't got nothing coming. Yahweh is not going to turn your captivity until you see the plan that's written in this Bible. And that's why we wrap it up, the beautiful Black History Month of the children of Israel, kings of Europe, sons of Japhetic land, now slavery all over the world, getting their back beat. You see? So now you see it. He removed you out of sight. Now, Mother E, he removed him out of sight. Now, come on back to 17:19. No, pick up at verse number 20. Verse 20. 17:20, Mother. We're going to 2 Kings 17:20. And then
okay.
Take it down to verse 23. 17:20 to verse number 23. Then we're going to pause and see can we grab our mother, see, and see if she want to add anything to the broadcast or she want to take it away the Almighty giving her to bring to the table. So you see, the reason you're getting your back beat. Because you bring, you take your Bible with you, but you never understand nothing in the Bible. You never understand nothing in the Bible, and that's why y'all are all everywhere. Now, here it is, 2 Kings 17. Pick it up at verse number 20. Mother, mm-hmm. Mother E. 29 to verse 23, what does it say?
17, chapter 17, verse 20 to 23. Verse 20 reads, and the Yahweh rejoiced all this, and the Yahweh rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hands of Saul, until he had cast them out of his sight. Verse 21.
Good. Hold that point. Hold that point, Mother. Hold on. So he's saying, Yahweh rejected all the seed of Israel, all 10 of them tribes. And he afflicted them and delivered them to the hand of the spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. See that? So now you see how you got over there in Japhetic land, Europe. Yahweh had the other nations to beat you back. To get you out of his sight. So that means he's through with you. So you're not in his sight, although you're over there being kings for 342 years. But Yahweh was not with you. He was only with one king. And you'll find out more about that one king a little bit later. So you see, that's how you got there. You made your Yahweh mad at you. He beat you back with the stripes of men. So men came and taking you away to Europe. And they treat you real bad even to this day because your Yahweh is not with you. So he removed you out of his sight. He's beating you back now. All of the seed of Israel, the 10 northern tribes. He's beating you back until you come back to one Pacific people. We're going to read shortly. Let's see, can we bring, let's see, can I hear to give us his final comments on this beautiful Black History Month? Hey, Yoda, how about your closing statements on the beautiful Black History Month of the children of Israel being kings? You on the clock, come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel. And as you know, I always say it's a great pleasure to be invited into tonight's broadcast. Well, thus far, I hope everybody has been taking notes because this has been an excellent broadcast on the beautiful Black History Month. And I think this is why we always welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast of Yahweh's name. There's always a lot to learn, but with the book open. And that's the magical word, with your book open. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. And that's what helped us get to where we need to be. Learning how to connect those books, see your health and foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because we have doctors. It's information you all listening have came to seek and now found that in the voices of the Israelites. In the days that we're open for this learning, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine, and right on your smart device, in the tribeyard.com. After you click on it, just under the big line, you will see choices. One of them is tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Any other device you may see menu, but after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7, verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Now, I always remind everyone when you're doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves the children. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible. Book of Ephesians, chapter 27 to 30. Also the Book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 10. This is God who keep this ministry bringing you. Thus says Yahuwah Online. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to help us continue to speak of the Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar for keep you, your family, and friends tuned with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program, which is available during our live broadcasting. The only thing you have to do is just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking on it, look for the voices of the truth device, drive of that down, and click the red live button as soon as it appears, and it puts you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. Providing your written opinions, questions on the biblical subject, answer, or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah Online. The first is a live conferencing number. It is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. It's the international number where you can call and leave those messages or scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 600 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But let me remind you, in doing that, do not call this number trained to teach. We'll only hear discouraging downtone. You can also order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. And another note we might ask, please do not contact us here. Email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. Usually he's pretty busy with the WCC, the station, stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will only hear that discouraging downtone. So we can start to get back to our program. Try and program back to our CEO as well and say, oh, well, you know what?
All right, there, hero. Hallelujah. Well, on that, but it'll tell us what's going to be happening in Camp 1 for the mass minorities to understand what's going to be happening at Camp 1 next Saturday. Can you talk about that, hero?
Absolutely. Pretty exciting event. The books we're reading from, as you know, Who Am I? And a few other books of Lee Cummings. He will make a star appearance himself at the Sabbath day at 12 o'clock during our temple class. He will grace us with his presence and maybe go over a few things that he's doing in the near future. Also, he has a great movie that's out that explains about who am I. That movie has some very high points about biblical structure, black history. It's really good. So I invite you all to remember to attend our Sabbath class next Saturday at 12 to meet our special guest, Lee Cummings. Hallelujah, Kwame.
All right, okay, well, we're looking forward to seeing that historian Lee Cummings at Camp 1, no doubt about it. So that's a great thing. We'll talk about it all week. So we're going to bring our Mother Z in. She's going to tell you about the broadcast and what the Almighty has put on her to tell you, or she might even comment on based upon a reason why we're getting our back beat. As long as we are disobedient people, we all going to get our back beat. He's going to chase us with the rod of men. So when you see men beating your back, it's because the Almighty said it in 2 Samuel 7:14. I'm going to have the rod of men to beat your back until you do right. So we're going to bring Mother Z in for this beautiful Black History Month, the closing of it, and see what the Almighty put on her to say. So Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah, one of the Moses out of Camp 1, Yahweh beat you, see right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, see of Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother Z. Where you? So now we're seeing exactly why we're getting our back beat all over the world because the bear are disobedient people. And he said he's going to continue to beat our backs until we do right, until we return back to the Almighty. So whatever the Almighty done put on you, tell this national audience, you on the clock. Take your time there, Mother. You on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read in the book of Ephesians. I'm going to start reading at Ephesians chapter 2. I read verse 1, and then I'm going to skip down to verse 7. And he quickened who was dead in transgression and sin. I'm going to skip down so I don't know how to put this together. Verse 7. He might show them exceedingly riches and grace in his kingdom, kindness towards us through Yahweh the Son. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not only of yourself, it is the gift of Yahweh, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Yahweh the Son, Yahweh unto good works, which Yahweh had before ordained that we should walk in them. Verse 11. Wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. Verse 12, that at that time ye were without Yahweh the Son, being alienated from the Commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without Yahweh in the world. Verse 13. But now Yahweh the Son, who sometimes were off, made nearby the blood of Yahweh the Son. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Verse 15, and I'm stopping here. Having abolished and hears first the emptiness, even the law of commandments containing in orders for to make in himself upon one new man, so make peace. And we say hallelujah.
All right. That's Mother Z. Remember one thing. We come on this broadcast not to be our plus, but to help those that have an ear to hear. So, Mother, get in there and continue doing what you're doing, because you're doing a great job, and thus says Yahweh, because it's up for the world to listen one thing. We're here to get you on the right track. And are you not tired of getting your back beat? Now, excellent. So, Mother D of Israel, let's see if we go back to 2 Kings 17. So now we're going to pick it up and show you that you over there, that reason why you was taken away, because you didn't want to do right, and that's how you end up in Europe. I mean, this group right here. So we're going to take care of a whole lot of business tomorrow, but we're talking about this group right here. So Mother D of Israel, pick it up at verse number 2 Kings 17, pick up verse 22, and we'll read down to verse number 24. What did it say?
2 Kings chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. Verse 22. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them. 23. Until Yahweh removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said, by all his servants, the seers. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. Verse 24. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from and placed them in the city of Samaria instead of the children of Israel, and they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the city thereof.
Mm-hmm. So now you see how other people's in your land today, and now you see why you there, why other people's in your land. You didn't want to do what the man told you to do. So now you see why. Although what is written, my mother, in the verse 13 and 23. But what's written in 13 and 23?
Of Second Kings.
Same book.
Okay.
Same book, 17th chapter, back up to 13, and read verse 23. I do what?
23. You said 23.
Same book, read verse 13. Hold on, mother, listen good. Second Kings 17, verse 13 and 23. 13
okay.
and 23. What does it say?
Okay. 2 Kings 17:13-23. 13. Yet Yahweh testified against Israel and against Judah by all the seers and by all the seers saying, turn you from your evil ways and keep my covenant and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded you, your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servant, the seer, the seers. Verse 23. Until Yahweh removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants, the seers, so was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day.
You see that? So you see, now you're saying on record, it's not that a people's better than you. No, you're the greatest people on the planet when you do right. But right now, you're doing wrong. So Yahweh, he removed you out of sight. So he's through with you. See? He's through with you until you understand what you got to do. And do what the northern kingdom got to do, mother. Hey, mother, D.F. Israel. The northern kingdom got to do something, and Jeremiah talked about it, what they got to do. But mother, now mother, see, you keep that, you hold me that 17th chapter. I'm not through with the 17th chapter. I want you to come back, mother, and have me verses number 34 down to 41 and a closing statement soon we come back. So you're coming back, Mother E, and 2 Kings 17:34 down to 41 and a closing statement. After me and Mother D F Israel go to Jeremiah 31 and find out what'll happen. So what got to happen now with the northern kingdom, the one that's got over there in Europe for disobedience? We go on to Jeremiah 31, mother, D up Israel. And we're going to look right down at verse number 1. What did it say? 31, verse 1.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 1. At the same time, says Yahweh, will I be Yahweh of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people.
Good. Let's find out what they got to do. Verse 4 down to verse number 6. He said, at the same time, I'm going to be all right with all these peoples, the children of northern kingdom. But what they got to do, go down to verse number 6.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 4 to 6. Verse 4. Again, I will build thee and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with your tabernacle. I can't say the word. And shall go forth in the dance of them that make merry. Verse 5. Thou shalt yet plant vine upon the mountain of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Verse 6. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise you, and let us go up to Judah unto Yahweh, our Yahweh.
So, I'll braid them with the tablets. He said, He said he's gonna get you right. He'll get you right. But what you gotta do? You gotta come back to Judah. And that was the only king out of all them 342 years, one of them kings finally read that verse and said, oh, man, I know what we got to do. Before he died, he did something, and we'll take care of it all next week. So you see what you got to do? All of Northern Kingdom, all of Zora Judah, you see what you got to do? You got to find Perez Judah. You got to bow from that pride like one king did, and we'll take care of it in tomorrow night lesson. All right, Mother. Come on back there, Mother Z. Mother E. Now, come on back to that 17th chapter, and let's get this out the way, but we can get ready for tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Come on.
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 34 to 41. Verse 34. And to this day, they do after the former manner. They fear not Yahweh, neither do they after their statutes, or after their orders, or after the law and commandments, which Yahweh commanded the children of Israel, whom he named Israel.
Now read that again. Read that again, Mo. Now put, leave it like it is. Put Jacob in there, because he's taking care of business right here. Read again.
2 Kings.
Just like it is.
Chapter 17, verse 34. And to this day, they do after the former manner. They fear not the Yahweh, neither do they after their statutes, or after their orders, or after the law and commandments which the Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Go ahead.
Verse 35.
Go ahead.
With whom the Yahweh had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear of the Yahweh, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. Verse 36. But the Yahweh whom brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, and him shall you fear, and him shall you worship, and to him shall you do sacrifice. Verse 37. And the statutes, and the orders, and the laws, and the commandments which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do for evermore, and you shall not fear other false Yahweh. Verse 38. And the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, neither shall you fear other Yahweh. Verse 39. But the Yahweh, your Yahweh, you shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hands of all your enemies. Verse 40. Howbeit, they did not hearken what they did after their former manner. Verse 41. So these nations feared thee, Yahweh, and served their graven images. For these nations feared Yahweh and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day.
You see that? So he laid it out. The reason why you over there in all these places right now, and Yahweh ain't paying you no never mind, because you don't pay his fears and his anointing ones, no, never mind. Now, once you put your pride down, hear what the Bible's saying, and be a doer, then we'll show you the next move. All right, Mother E, that was excellent on your part. Our closing statement to tomorrow at 6 p.m., and we'll get back on it again at 6 p.m. What you got to say behind that, Mother E? Come on.
Thank you, praise Yahweh, for the class. Thank you, praise Yahweh, for each and everyone in the class. And just thanking and praising Yahweh to be able to be in the class. And I said to the listening audience, hold on, don't give up. Hold on to the end. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Excellent. Excellent, Mother. Hold on, don't give up. Because like I said again, your help is the voices of a true Israelite, but you study pales, no, never mind. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. So he said exactly in 2 Kings 17:39, he said something, Mother. Can you help this national audience out what he said in 2 Kings 17:39? What he said, we can read that, Mother.
2 Kings 17:39. But Yahweh, your Yahweh, you shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hands of all your enemies.
Mm-hmm. Back of the verse 38.
And the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, neither shall you fear false Yahweh.
You see that? He said the covenant that he made with you, don't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what happened to you. The covenant that he made with you, you have forgot it. He telling you, don't forget the covenant that he made with you. And what was that covenant, Mother, in the closing statement in 27:28? Exodus chapter 34:10, verse 27 and 28. What was the covenant that he made, Mother, in the closing statement that come out?
In what book?
Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, then skip down to verse 27 and 28. What is this covenant he made, and who he made this covenant with, and a closing statement? Come on.
Okay. Exodus chapter 34, verse 10. And I don't know.
Then skip down to 27 and 28. Then skip down to 27 and 28 in the closing statement.
Okay. Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, skip down to 27 and 28, verse 10. And he said, behold, I will make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvelous such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the peoples among which thou art shall see the work of Yahweh, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with you. Verse 27. And Yahweh said unto Moses, write you these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. 28. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah.
So, Mother, what the children of Israel supposed to never forget about?
The Torah instruction, the covenant.
The Ten Commandments. Don't forget about the law. Don't forget about what the man I'm said. And he done told you what he done said, but you forgot everything, although you carry that book with you, and you do nothing the book tell you to do. Close that, Mother, until we get it again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. It's on you, Mother D of Israel. Come on.
Proverbs 28, verses 9 and 10. He that turn away his ears from hearing the law, even his prayers, shall be an abomination. Verse 10. Whosoever causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own sin. But the upright shall have good things in possession. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That was excellent. Mother E, D of Israel, the young lion, the hill. Okay, hold on now.